Africa's largest hydropower project, steeped in decades of dispute, has reached a new milestone.
This year's third filling guaranteed 22 billion square meters of water to be utilized and a turbine operated from the dam to generate electric power. The mobilization did not harm the downstream countries or their water share. During the mobilization process, the water did not stop for one day and was flowing and going to our brothers. And Ethiopia is keen to benefit from its resources to achieve development, providing electricity to our people without harming others.
For Ethiopia, harnessing the Blue Nile's waters to generate affordable electricity is essential to lift millions of its people out of poverty. But for those living downstream in Sudan near Ethiopia's border, it's meant quite the opposite.
Our wood used to come from the Ethiopian highlands and we'd fish it out of the Nile. But since the start of the filling of the Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the other side of the border, very few logs come downstream and instead we have to buy wood from elsewhere.
Farmers like Mohammed Ahmed say they are seeing changes in the surrounding environment as well.
Normally, this time of year, water levels are high and they irrigate our farms. But they've been dropping lower and lower for the past 3 years, and the amount of fertile soil deposits in the water has reduced. I've lost a lot of my trees this year because of that.
Sudan, Egypt and Ethiopia have long tried to reach an agreement on the operation of the dam. But negotiations have faltered, and Ethiopia began filling the dam in 2020. The countries downstream are concerned about possible disruptions to the Nile's water levels, which depend on cycles of rain in the northern Ethiopian highlands.
This year or in the next year or coming year will be a low flood period. This is, will affect Egypt and Sudan so much because 14 billion cubic meter in the third field means amount of water is enough to irrigate about 3 million acres of agriculture land in Egypt and Sudan. And both countries, Egypt and Sudan, have a deep gap in food security.
The Renaissance Dam is expected to be operational next year. While many Ethiopians are eager to reap the benefits, communities downstream fear their livelihoods could be affected. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.